what's going up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Infinity Box for Watch. I am your Infinity Boy, Anthony, alongside your box man, Brian. Brian.
Hey.
Hey, Banana Man. Welcome back.
I'm a lot of items.
Yeah, of course. You know what I do. You know how we do. But most importantly, welcome back to the Ahsoka Episode 3 podcast. This is your one and only stop and shop for the latest of Ahsoka news, I guess. I'm just making stuff up now. But we're going to talk
about everything's plausible.
We're going to talk about that episode. But first, we are going to talk about the news in the news, as we always do here on this show. And the only news in the news, again, we're still striking, Brian. We're still striking here. Love to all the people on the picket line. But we got some Marvel delays, which was expected. A few weeks back, we had a Disney list come out that listed all of their upcoming projects, and Echo was not on it, and we were like, oh, baby. And then it did get delayed. But first, here's the good news. If you want to call it that. Well, the good news is Loki is not being moved. Loki is still going to debut on October 6th. Brian, have you seen this Loki McDonald's that they've opened in Brooklyn?
I did, and it's like $2.50 for a Happy Meal. They brought back the pricing from the 80s.
Yep. They're definitely doing some cool shit there. It's really cool if you're in New York City.
A lot of marketing and, like... I feel like it's the shit that some of the other shows were missing. They're just like, you know what? Let's go all in on Loki. Because everyone loves Loki.
Yep. We got about a month until that show kicks off. And it looks super awesome. And unfortunately, I probably won't get a chance to get down there. But it looks really cool. So if you're in town, head down there. Loki coming out a month.
Is there a whole long wait and everything? Or?
I'm sure. I mean, maybe not on like a Wednesday. If you go on a Wednesday. Again, this is not advice. I have really no idea. But.
Maybe I'll go.
Yeah. Why not? Hey, get Logan a really cheap Happy Meal, you know what I mean?
Bang, $2.50. I'll get three.
Yeah. Hold him for a few days, you know?
Yeah.
He won't know. Anyway, so Loki's still coming out, but Echo has been moved, but let's go in chronological order. We do have a third release, Brian, and I know you're super excited about this. What If Season 2 dropping on Christmas Day this year, 2023. I think it's going to be weekly, I would assume, most likely. They didn't announce that this was going to be a drop. So what are your thoughts, Brian? Another 9 episodes or so of What If?
It's fine. I mean, it doesn't tie into anything. It's got all these multiverses. And I will look. I'm not an animated guy. We know that. But... some of the episodes were fun to watch. Some were complete duds.
Yeah.
So, Christmas Day, sure. I'll be home at night doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'll pop on one or two, however many they release. But it's just, it's very, like, low stakes. Let's just watch something a little weird for a couple hours.
Yeah. And especially, too, since it's, like, you know, it's the cast. It's mostly voice actors and some of the MCU actors. So you don't really have to promote it like some other stuff. So if somehow the strike is still going on in December, they don't have to really promote this. So that's cool.
I'm glad they're doing it, even though it wasn't my favorite.
Yeah. Then we got a drop for Echo. Echo is moving from November to January of 2024. Did not get an actual date. And they did not update. As of now, still expect it to be a full drop of all the episodes. But I have said, just do it weekly at this point. If you're, you know, if you're starving for content, you want to like really spread it out. I think that's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Then we have a super, and then the next two are super vague, but they have years on them. X-Men 97 is going to come out in early 2024, Brian. So, don't know what early is. I assume the first 5 months would be early. So anywhere between January and May. And I assume January with Echo is not going to be that. So.
Yeah, probably not.
So, fucking, I don't know. But I'm looking forward to it. I love that show.
I wonder,
since it picks up exactly where they left off, I do wonder if I should watch it over, do a little rewatch. I don't know how much time I'll have to rewatch it, but, I mean, it could be fun. That show rules.
That is the name of our podcast, so.
It is, I know. Show rules, you can do it. So, you know, it'll be easy. And they're short episodes, like 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
But we'll see.
I say do it.
At the very least, I'll watch the last episode.
right before you jump right in. Yes.
And then, Brian, I know you've been dreading this news of this delay, but Agatha, the Darkhold Diaries, has been moved to the fall of 2024. Please hold on.
Why are we doing this?
Please hold your disappointment.
Why? Who wants this?
All the fans of Agatha Harkness.
She was fun. Why?
Maybe
I don't get the point of this show.
Maybe Elizabeth Olsen will be in it. Probably not, but
they'll have some other people in it. This just feels like, you know, like Echo almost feels a little forced because it's like we really just want to watch Kingpin. You want to show us Echo too? All right, fine. Agatha is a whole other level of force.
Yeah.
But sure.
It's got Aubrey Plaza in it.
Like, I'm a hypocrite. I'm going to watch it, like, the second it comes out.
You're going to watch it because I'm going to make you watch it. So, yeah.
Yes.
I do feel like, though, okay, so, like, with these Disney Plus shows, say with Catherine, right? Because she's seen most, if not all, the movies. I think maybe one or two she's missed from the early days. But with these Disney Plus shows, I, like, watch them, and then I recommend if I think she should watch them. You know, like, I recommend, like, for her, like, for Hawkeye and a Miss Marvel and a She-Hulk and, that might be it.
There's a lot of misses. So, yeah, Loki's.
For her, and Loki, she loved Loki. Like, she watched WandaVision and Loki. Yeah. Those were dope.
WandaVision, yeah.
Yeah, WandaVision and Loki she also watched. Those were dope. She was super into it. She loved Loki Season 1, so she'll be into Loki Season 2. But, like, more recently, like, when I finished Secret Invasion, I was like, you do not have to fucking watch this show.
No.
When we finished, what was before that? I don't even remember. But when we finished Secret Invasion, I was like, oh, you're good. You don't need to watch this. So. But I feel like Agatha should watch it. I think that'll be the one.
Because people who loved WandaVision so much?
Maybe.
Oh, there's Miss Marvel, Moon Knight.
Moon Knight. Oh, I told her to skip Moon Knight.
Skip Moon Knight. Yeah. I think people can skip Falcon Winter Soldier, honestly, too.
I don't know if she watched that one, honestly. I think she did. But I think maybe that was when, also, she was like, oh, maybe, like, filter out ones for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you know, it's another one I met on Ironheart.
You know what? It's cool, though. You know, like, if they do right by her and they give her, like, cool suits and shit.
Yeah, I just don't want it to feel like, you know how Iron Spidey just kind of felt eye-rolly after a while? Like, well, Jesus Christ, just because, be Spider-Man.
Like, at the very least, that's because he's supposed to be acting like Spider-Man, not Iron Man. You know what I mean?
Yes.
For her, she is supposed to be acting like Iron Man, so, you know.
So we allow it.
So it's fine. But,
yeah. Oh, one of these days I'm gonna rank all the Disney Plus MCU shows.
Yeah. I do think with this, you know, these announcements and stuff like this, I do think, you know, Ironheart, like you said, I think Daredevil, we're not gonna be seeing that for a few years now. They didn't even finish filming that before the strike. Apparently, they were filming Wonder Man. I forgot that they're doing a Wonder Man with Yaya. Yeah, they were filming that apparently. These are like 2025, if that titles, especially fucking Daredevil's got to film 18 episodes. So, you know, I think this is your lineup for next year. I think it's going to be Echo, X-Men, and Agatha on streaming, which does leave a little bit to be desired. I know Echo is going to have, you know, Kingpin and Daredevil in it, so that's going to be cool. But
Yeah, Echo is my most excited of those.
Yeah, because it's going to have... And, you know, even, like, not to discord Echo, like, Echo and Kingpin have, like, cool shit. They do cool shit, so they have a cool relationship. So it's not just to discount her.
I also think with, like, the way they're releasing these, I'm truly a grass is always greener guy.
Yeah.
Like, the Echo binge, that sounds great. Give me 10 episodes. I'm just going to sit down all day and watch them.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when they did the... We're going to do one a week. I remember at the time being like, that's great. Because now I don't have to sit on the couch for 10 hours and watch them all. So, I don't know which I prefer. But I think when I have one, I miss the other one.
Yeah, 100%. I do think that people, they like the prestige. Like, oh, this is dropped once a week. We get to talk. We get to have a discourse about it all week. But I feel like that... It also needs to be, like, good. Like, you know?
That's what I was going to say. You know what it is?
Like Last of Us, Game of Thrones, House of Dragons, Sopranos, Lost. Like, it needs to have, like, that. Like I think, like...
WandaVision,
definitely. Loki, yeah. We were talking about those all week until the next one dropped. Like, I feel like, you know, I watch Ahsoka, and it's like, oh, that was cool. Jedi shit. And then it's just like, I don't think about it again until, oh, it's Wednesday. It's time to watch it.
Yeah.
You know?
I think they tried to be mysterious with Moon Knight, but we were all just like, no one fucking cares.
The majority of people were just like, no, thank you. No. Not me. Just not
like, Ms. Marvel and She-Hulk, you know, they didn't even try it. Yeah. But, like, Moon Knight, I think they tried. Maybe even Falcon Winter Soldier.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, it'd be nice if the shows were good.
The movies next year are way more exciting for Marvel if they drop on time, where you have Deadpool, Captain America, and Thunderbolts.
Yeah, that's a
it's solid a good three. It's a good movie lineup next year, as opposed to like a seemingly bad streaming lineup. Like it's not again, it's not bad. I enjoy all these things for the most part. It's just like it's less. Exciting to see, oh, we're going to get Echo and Agatha next year. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it's zero heavy hitters. That's what it is.
Yes. The heaviest hitter would be X-Men 97. Those have the heaviest characters in it. And it's an animated, like, it's not a reboot. It's an animated, like, redoing. It's like an animated continuation. It's an animated continuation, yeah. So it's just,
but, like, you're not even grabbing new fans with that, most likely. No, I mean, a handful.
You're just going to be grabbing people that watched it in the 90s, the olds like us.
Yeah.
I know. Anyway, that's Marvel. Now we're going to jump into this 30-minute Ahsoka episode, so hold on to your pants here, guys. I like the beginning of this episode. Cool. I like the beginning where Ahsoka and Sabine are... trying to train. I do love David Tennant's droid character. He just hates,
hates
him so much. It's so funny.
He's good. I like him as him. Like I like a droid with a bit of personality. Yeah. Just not C-3PO.
Yeah. Did he have personality?
And I like... No, I like C-3PO. He's annoying. Yeah. But I will say I like Sabine Wren better than Ahsoka as a character.
Yeah, I mean it's interesting.
Ahsoka's kind of lame. I don't know. She's just like her lightsabers are cool.
Yeah,
and she's really strong, but she's I don't know. I think she's very, you know, goody two shoes with the Force like Luke. So that bores me after a while.
Yeah, I enjoyed. I will say I don't want to just jump super far ahead. I will enjoy her. I enjoyed her when they were doing the space battle. And she had to go because the comms were down or whatever. She had to go out there and start lightsabering the fucking.
That was cool.
I enjoyed that. And then she lost her balance and she was just floating in space. I was like, that was funny. I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
I liked that a lot.
I mean, there's not much to this episode, so we can race right through it.
Well, yeah, the beginning is just them. Honestly, it was a pretty long. It was like 5 minutes.
It was a long training.
It was like 5 minutes of this like 30-minute episode.
Yeah, it was like 20%.
Yeah. But they're trying to get Sabine one with the Force, and this was a big topic. This was actually a pretty big topic online, where people were like, "Oh man, Rian Johnson, The Last Jedi." They talk about how anyone could use the Force, and I'm like, "Listen, I feel like anyone that has been lore in Star Wars forever, and that the Force is all around you and able to be used by anyone. It's just that the people that
midichlorians,
the people that." They, you know, recruit to be Jedi, like, they notice it in them, that they can use it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, everyone's got a little bit. Like, let's just throw numbers, you know. Everyone's got one or two in them, but, like, Jedis have, like, 8 or 9.
Yeah. So, like, when they were like, oh, the Rian Johnson's Last Jedi lore, baby, we're back. And I'm like, I feel like that's just the fucking Star Wars thing.
We are not back.
No.
No one wants to be back
like,
with Rian
and, John. Like, if you want to be like, oh, we're eaten, we're Last Jedi, guys. Like, again, I hate to always bring up Last Jedi because I hate it so much. But it's just like, if you think that that was people's problem with that movie, no.
It didn't even occur to me.
Didn't come across my brain once.
That's not even a top 10 complaint.
No. Not a top 95 complaint, really.
Sabine, she does suck.
She can't use the Force. So she's being a pretty bad Jedi, to be honest with you. But she's trying.
They're working
on
it.
That's all that really matters.
I mean, she and we learned in what episode 1, I think, that she did quit at one point in time.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
which is why she was so bad at lightsabers when she almost died.
Yeah. Syndulla, my girl, greenhead girl, as I call her.
Yes.
Meets up with your favorite character in the Star Wars world, Mon Mothma.
Of course, my girl Mon Mothma. I can't believe she made it through the war. She didn't die.
She's still here.
One of the biggest
and
like fucking worst things I've ever could have imagined.
The Mon Mothma scenes were like pulling teeth to get through. The ones that were just her and like one or two other people. Oof.
I liked when our girl Greenie, was like. She was just talking to one of the senators, and she was just like, "Were you in the war?" And he was like, "No." She was like, "Fuck yourself."
I enjoyed that. Go fuck yourself.
That is like that for me. That's classic Star Wars because Star Wars has always been like a commentary on real life politics and how like these actual American politicians like don't actually do shit, but they make these rules for everybody.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that as a political science major. You know what I mean?
It should be commentary, not just trade routes and nonsense.
Yeah, of course, that's what original Star Wars was.
I like it when it's, you know, subtle like this.
Yes.
Like, don't be in my face, but, you know,
also
still get the man down. Yeah.
No, we're joking. I love the prequels now.
Prequels are great. I saw online someone met Hayden Christensen who had a tattoo of Hayden Christensen on his thigh. And had Hayden Christensen sign it. Anyway. So yeah, Syndulla's meeting with Mothma and these other senators, and she's like, listen, Thawn and Ezra Bridger, I think is his name, something like that. Bridger are back. We gotta go over to Seatoast and find them and see where they are, and the senators are like, nah. That doesn't sound worthy of our time.
Nope.
And Syndulla's like, all right, I mean, fuck you guys, but I'm going to go tell Ahsoka now.
Mm-hmm.
And Ahsoka and Thrawn, yeah, they are like enemies, and Sabine Wren's been looking for Bridger forever, you know, assumes he's dead, but and people think he's still out there, and so they're like, all right, we're going to go to this planet and or the system and you know, see what we can find. So they just bypass the Senate completely, head there themselves, and then we get that space fight scene that you were talking about with the Elizabeth and the goons from that first episode.
Yes.
That's a pretty cool, long-ish fight.
Yeah.
Like, you could probably say half of this episode was the space battle and the training sequence.
Yes. Oh, 100%.
And that one part you were talking about before, you know, Ahsoka has to go outside. She chops the ship in half with her lightsaber. And she's floating around. Speed scoops her up with the ship. And they start to kind of crash land to this planet where there's, like, sky whales.
Oh, I love the sky whales. These are apparently, like, from Rebels. Like, if you watch Rebels, you'd be like, oh, it'd be the Leo DiCaprio meme. Like, the sky whales.
Yeah. They're called Purgle, apparently, but I'm going to keep calling them sky whales.
Yeah, but for me, the sky whales are just like, oh, shit, I love sky whales.
Yeah, I didn't need to be convinced or have this connect to anything. I was just like, whales in the sky? Love it. I'm in. They're all shocked about this, and they land on the planet. And Hu Yang tells them that he's looked over this whole area, and that there's this hyper jump gate, which is apparently a big deal online that I saw.
Yes.
New galaxy and all this fun stuff.
Yeah. When they were like that, I was like, oh, that's how they're going to get to where the galaxy we're throwing is in. So.
Yeah. And basically the others land and they're just in pursuit of them. And that's kind of where the episode ends. We're going to be on the planet now.
Yes, they land on the planet. Each other. And what was his name? The bad guy. I forget his name. I'm bad with these names. The people I don't know. But the bad guy and his goons are going to search for Sabine and Ahsoka. That'll be next episode.
There's a few bad guys.
Yeah.
There's Hati, I think, and Skull. Elsbeth is somewhere. I hate it because I keep thinking it's Elizabeth.
Elsbeth.
But yeah, and we're going to get this whole new galaxy, which the internet went crazy for a minute, and then they were kind of over it.
Yeah, it'll be cool. I'm interested to see if they stay there. I think they might.
They probably will, because then you don't have to worry about lore, which people go nuts over, and exactly. It's a headache.
Yeah, I'm kind of done with lore.
Yeah.
But yeah. That was the episode. It was good. I enjoyed it. There was nothing. It was 30 minutes. It was fun. We got in. We got out. We did some Jedi shit. We did some cool shit with space. Space whales. Sky whales. Literally nothing to complain about. I just think, you know, there's not much discourse to be had with the show yet. There's 5 episodes left, though. It goes to 8. There's 8 episodes for the season. So, you know, we still got a little time. Could be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, also, like, not a lot of bullshit filler storylines. Yes. So that's what I'm appreciating.
No, yeah, it's all gas on this show so far, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Everything that happens is meaningful, which is nice.
We always say it's like the episodes are short, but like, give me a short episode where shit actually happens instead of an hour long one with Mon Mothma.
That's like when we were talking about the Marvels. They're like, oh my god, it's only like an hour and 50 minutes, blah blah blah. I'm like, as long as it's good, who cares how long it is?
Don't give me 2.5 hours just to say it's 2.5 hours.
Yeah, I only want long movies if it's like an event movie where they need the time for shit. Like,
yep.
Like, for the Marvels, under 2 hours sounds wonderful.
Yeah, internet, give us good content, and let's move on.
Make it a good 2 hours, and we'll get in, we'll get out, that's it. Now, I know that some people, now, like, I think people are worried because, like, I think last year, Thor and Doctor Strange, like, they cut a lot of it to make it shorter. And I feel like this is not what's happening here. You know, I don't think this movie got cut. I think that's just how long it is.
Yeah, they're just like this is good.
Yeah. Anyway. With that said, we're gonna get out of here. You can follow us on X at InfinityBoxRW. We got all our podcast stuff, all our polls, all our news, all that stuff. We tweeted the Marvels teaser. That was cool. Came out this week, so check that out. It's on our profile, on our X profile page. So we got that. Check out us on all the podcast apps. Tune in, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. That's the main one. not Stitcher. I almost said Stitcher, but check us out over there. And then later today, check out my wrestling podcast. It's going to drop at TIR Wrestling on X and all the same podcast apps plus Spotify for that one. One of these days, I will not be a lazy motherfucker and get this podcast on Spotify. I have everything I need. I'm just very lazy, and I'm very rarely on the computer these days. So, check that out. We'll be back next week. Episode 4, Ahsoka. I'll spell the name right this time. And, yeah. Hope you had a good time. See you next week. Bye, Brian.
Have a great time.
Bye.